but the Lord has put this on my heart, and so I will promise to be short this evening. I praise the Lord for the good services we had this morning. Great singing, great fellowship, great attention to detail of the Word of God this morning. I have been blessed, and I know that that sermon was for me. And I hope and pray that was a blessing to you. Someone said I had stepped on their toes. Someone said I had hit them between the eyes. And I said I was aiming for your heart, so I might not have done that good. Tonight we will talk about the subject of love. It is a subject that is mentioned throughout the scriptures. It is a subject that the Lord has mentioned. It is a subject that Paul mentions many times throughout his writing. It is a subject that we need to address. It is something that sometimes to us is not very real. Love to many of us is just a word. It is a get out of jail card. We as husbands, we like to use that word to get out of trouble, don't we? But what is love? It is much more than just an emotion that some would say. It is much more than just simple words. I remember growing up as a teenager, you know, having my first girlfriend and you know, the debate amongst the teens was, when should you say I love you, right? Unfortunately, we have to ask that because we don't really understand what love is. I can say that I love my wife. I love my children. I love my wife more than any person on this earth. I have a great, great love for my wife, and as time goes on, I love her more and more. And some of you say, well, yeah, that's because she has to put up with you. Yes, that's right. I love her to death. I was reading about, as I was preparing the sermon, and a story about love. The story is told of a girl who regrettingly broke her engagement, but she wrote a letter to her ex-fiancé, and it said, "Dearest Tommy, no words could ever express the great unhappiness I've felt since breaking our engagement. Please say you'll take me back. No one could ever take your place in my heart. So please forgive me. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Yours forever, Marie. P.S. Congratulations on winning the state lottery as well." You see, we talk about love and we talk about loving others, but is that the case? Tonight, I want to bring just a short message on the debt that cannot be paid in full. The debt that cannot be paid in full. If you would, just open your Bibles this evening quickly to the book of Romans, chapter 13. And we will just examine three short verses. We begin in verse 8. The Word of God says, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law." We get into Romans chapter 13, and what we see just before these scriptures is that he is giving instruction about how we need to handle our affairs. And I love how he gets into verse 8. He says, "Owe no man anything." No, owe no man anything. Today, we live in a debtor society, don't we? Our nation is in debt. It is greatly in debt. And we as people, many are in debt. Many are up to their ears in credit card debt. Many have bought and purchased things without being able to actually pay for them, and they are in debt. One of the worst feelings that we could have probably on this earth is having to owe something to somebody. And today, I know that young people are in debt. I remember when I was in college, and it's crazy to even think about 20 years ago, being that I was in college. Brother Hunter was up here talking about the youth service, and I was going, "I remember when I was in the youth service. Now I'm one of those guys." But 20 years ago in college, we were told that the average college student, apart from his college loans, was in debt at least $20,000 in credit cards. Isn't that amazing? I was always thinking, what did their parents teach them? I remember Dad would always tell me, if you don't have the money, you don't buy it. We look at debt, and it is a bad thing. It is a horrible thing to have to owe. But here the Word of God says, owe no man anything. But the thought doesn't stop there. He says, but to love one another. But to love one another. Not to owe anything, but one thing. There is one thing that we ought to owe, and it is a debt that cannot be paid in full. It is something that demands action continuously. One thing that we notice about the word love is that love demands action. It is not just a verbal expression, yet love is to be expressed through our lives and through our actions. I have shared many times, it would be one thing to tell my wife I love her, but it is another thing to actually show her that I love her. Would you agree? You see, tonight we look at that word and we say, well, I tell my family I love them, but do we truly love? Do our actions show love? Here the scriptures say that we are to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. And we're always, talking about seeking after God's will. What is God's will for my life? And we act like it's something that's very mysterious. We act like it's something that we cannot find. We're waiting for God to verbally speak to us and say, this is my will for your life. Well, let me tell you, the Word of God tells us what His will is for our life, and He says that we are to love Him, and we are to love others. Here, the Word of God tells us plainly that we are indebted to others. Now, it's interesting because I wrote in my notes here, he that loveth another. I look at that word another, and in the Spanish Bible, it is translated neighbor. And we always ask, who is our neighbor? And the answer is, anybody and everybody that we come in contact with is our neighbor. And I put here, we cannot pick and choose. But so often with love, we do pick and choose who we want to love, don't we? And we can, to a point. I praise the Lord that I did not have an arranged marriage. I praise the Lord that I was able to pray for a wife and the Lord send me the blindest wife there is on the earth. But we do not get to pick and choose who we are supposed to love, do we? And we talk about loving God and That's a command. We ought to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind. We'll read that in just a second. But the Word of God tells us that we are to love others. But we are very choosy, aren't we? And how do I know that? Because when we're driving down the road, do we choose to love that person that is driving like a nut right in front of us or right behind us? Do we choose to love that fast food attendant that shows a lack of respect? Do we choose to show love to that coworker that gets under our skin? Do we choose to love our mother-in-law? Oh, I didn't say that. I love my mother-in-law. She's watching, probably. I love you, mother-in-law. Do we choose to love all of our neighbors? A lot of times I would say that we choose to not love some people because they are hard to love. Yet the Word of God tells us that we are indebted to mankind to love them. And some would say, well, Brother Todd, I love my neighbor. But is that true? You see, a lot of times we think that love is shown by the things that we do not do. I do not bother my neighbor. I do not cause harm to my neighbor. I do not curse my neighbor. So therefore, I love my neighbor. But one thing we understand is that love demands action. And so our actions must show that we love one another. So how do we show that? By avoiding, by deflecting, by staying away. You see, he says, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. One of the things that we see in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8, the Word of God says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now, you could just imagine what comes through a pastor's office and what situations come through a pastor's office. And I speak from experience. I have heard many couples come into the office, and I've heard many couples say, well, I just don't love them anymore. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. You remember the scripture there in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 20, if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this is the commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. I think the easiest place in the world to say that we love somebody is right here. But do we really? One of the things that I love about being at this church and several other churches that I've been to is the love that is shown outside of the church walls. But sometimes we get content with showing love just to some and not to others. And many of our churches today, we find that there is a conflict of what we call groups or cliques in our churches. And why is that? Because we start to choose who we will love and who we will not love. The Word of God says that we have this debt, and this debt must be continually paid. Can you imagine that? Could you imagine having a credit card bill that you could never pay off? Well, this is the bill. But it is not with money. It is not with gifts, but it is with love. So we see after verse 8 that love is owed. That would be our first point tonight. Love is owed. We do not choose. We do not have that choice. The Lord tells us that we are to love. We get to verse 9, and the Word says, for this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying. What he's saying is, let me give you a summary of all of these commandments. We memorize the Ten Commandments when we're kids, don't we? And he says, look, I want to summarize what these commandments are for us. He says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, I would like to think that I am a person that loves his neighbor as himself. But is that true? Before we get to that, look at Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37. The word of God says, Jesus saith unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The Lord has this repeated in his scripture because it is necessary for us as hard-headed human beings to understand that we must love our neighbor. How do we show love to our neighbor? Do we truly love our neighbor? You see, I remember many, many years ago, I was preaching a message, and it came to mind that if there was somebody in a burning building and we had the opportunity to pull them out of that building, we would do it, wouldn't we? Yet so many are on the wide path of destruction, and they are headed to an eternal lake of fire, and yet we do nothing. We have the word of God, and we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, but yet we do not throw out the lifeline, as the book of Jude teaches us. We say that we love others, yet we do not care enough about them to share the gospel so that they might be saved. Is that love? Is that truly loving our neighbor? Sharing kind words is a good thing. Sending over cookies is a great thing. But let me tell you, that is not just love. It is not just the simplified love that we really want to have. The love of God in us should compel us to love our neighbor so much that it would hurt us to see them on the path to destruction. Yet we speak no words of our Savior to our neighbor. We do not care enough to tell them about their spiritual condition. Many times we can talk about people we know and we can say things like, they're a great person. They're a really nice person. He's a real great guy. And if you ask the question, well, are they a believer? Many times we would say, I don't know. Why not? Because we have chosen not to love that person enough to put that love into action and to show them the love of Christ, to show them that he is the way, the truth, and the life. What we see in Romans 13:9, what we see in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 through 39, is that love is shown. Love is not only owed, but it is shown. If I have no regard for my wife, but tell her I love her, do I truly love her? If I have no regard for the word of God, but say I love him, do I truly love him? If my actions do not speak louder than my words, then do I truly love? We get to verse 10. The word of God says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. I love that. Because love can do no harm. Love is a good thing. It is a thing that we often don't talk about. Love is a great thing. It is something that should be expressed in our words and in our actions. But one thing that love never does is bring bad results. Yet we choose not to show love. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. How do we get to the point of fulfilling the word of God? We read it in Matthew. Love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and to love others. Lately, we've had in our churches, I know here at Faith, I know down in the Encounter Baptist in Arequipa, we've had people suffering. We've had people going through difficult times, not just through sickness, but through emotional stresses, family problems, financial difficulties. We have not learned to cry when they cry. We have not learned to laugh when they laugh. We have not learned to rejoice when they rejoice. We have only learned to say, I'll pray for you. And true love would move us to actually pray for those people, but so many times, that's as far as our love goes. Just as the words, I love you, I'll pray for you, have very little effect or meaning many times. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Do we want to please God tonight? Do we want to please God with our lives? We must love. You say, well, Brother Todd, I do love. I just sometimes don't know how to show it. If you love your neighbor, would you not show him the way, the truth, and the life? It is very simple. If you love your wife, it's very simple to show her. I mean, every guy knows that no woman can refuse at least one rose. No woman would be disappointed that her husband gets to the kitchen sink and starts to wash dishes. No wife would refuse, unless he is a terrible cook, that her husband be in the kitchen and prepare a meal. But the love that we show others, how do we do that? When do we do that? I wrote down here that it is impossible to love someone too much. It is continual. It does not cause harm. It is shown, and it is owed. I read what this one historian had written about Cyrus when he had taken captive a young prince of Armenia with his young and beautiful wife, whom Cyrus was very fond of, and they were brought before the tribunal of Cyrus to receive their sentence. And Cyrus inquired of the prince what he would give to be reinstated into his kingdom. And he replied that he valued his crown and his liberty at a very low rate. But that if the noble conqueror would restore his beloved wife to her former dignity and possessions, he would willingly pay his life for the purchase. Both the prisoners were dismissed to enjoy freedom and their former honors. And each was lavished Cyrus with praise. The prince said, and you, addressing his wife, what did you think of Cyrus? She said, I did not observe him. The prince was thrown back and he said, not observe him? Upon whom then was your attention fixed? She said, upon the dear and generous man who declared his readiness to purchase my liberty at the expense of his life. Her eyes were fixed on her husband, who was willing to give his life for his wife. Book of Romans teaches us that we are to live as a living sacrifice. What are you willing to give for your neighbor? How are you willing to show your love to your neighbor, even this week? That man that's taking care of you in the restaurant, that girl that helps you in the grocery store, that coworker, that family member, what are you willing to do tonight, this week, to show them that you are fulfilling the law of Christ in loving others? It is a debt that cannot be paid in full. If the musicians would come and we'll sing a couple of verses.